It is Thursday morning. Keith Klein is on assignment this week. We'll see Keith next week back in the studio, but we check in with the chancellor at Ivy Tech, Jenny Vaughn. You're not hiding Keith out there, are you?
No, I don't even know why where did he go and why did
this
he
is
leave
like,
us? I
where
have no idea.
It's like Carmen Sandiego. Where in the
I
world
know.
Is, where is Keith? But the
he's
good
all
news,
over the place.
Yeah, and he's always doing, he's a do-gooder. And there's not enough hours in the day for those dang, those do-gooders, they're everywhere. They're doing everything. And
that's right, exactly. Well, wherever he is, we wish him well.
And, and those around him are probably in good hands, too. So
that's
good stuff.
That's right.
Now, you're a very busy woman, and we always appreciate your time on Thursday mornings. Now, the Women Excel in Bloomington Award. Now, tell me what's going on about this. Do you have enough room on your mantle for all these awards you're picking up recently?
Well, yesterday was just such a great day. It's the annual Women Excel in Bloomington Awards event, and that was through the Chamber of Commerce, and Jeb Conrad and his team, Kelly Brown, officiated the event, I guess, and it was the MC, and it was so much fun. It was at Hanke Hall yesterday afternoon, and a great lunch. The place was beautiful. The staff was fantastic, and there are a number of us that received the Women Excel in Bloomington Award, and it's a stellar group, I must say. I'll run through the list real quick.
Please.
Kelly Frank and Carol Weiss Kennedy and Cindy Tanarni, Mary Frances McCourt, Tina Peterson, Susie Yeagley, and posthumously Linda Simon received an award, and David Sabah came up and said a few words about Linda, and Linda also received that award. And then I was part of that group, which was like, what do you mean? How could I be part of this incredible, amazing group of women? It was just
an
honor.
You've just answered your question. That's
well,
why.
There you go. It was an honor. It was so cool.
Is this an annual event that goes on?
It is, and I think I heard, first of all, I'm deaf. I can't hear a thing. Sometimes it's a good thing, especially around the house.
Selective hearing, right.
I'm just saying. I think this was the eighth year that they've had that event. Yeah, so it's really cool. And I congratulate all the award winners.
Yeah, big community leaders on there, and that's fantastic to hear. Now, last time we spoke with you, we were getting ready for graduation last weekend.
Yeah.
How did my forecast work out?
Oh, it was perfect.
Well, there you go.
It was
70
perfect.
And calm inside with a roof over it, and everybody had a good time. But again, great coverage in the HT. We saw the pictures on Saturday's paper as well of everybody getting there. So wrap up graduation for us.
Oh, it was so much fun. It literally is our favorite time of year. Before we actually go through graduation, we have an Honors Day ceremony. We did that on campus where our faculty honored special students in each of their programs. And that was incredibly fun. Lots of tears. And then, of course, graduation, we had over 240 students walk across the stage, and it went really, really well. I commend all the staff for putting that together. So shout-outs to Sam DeWeese, to Heidi Wampler, and to Tina Phelps for making that happen. And, this year we have an increase in graduates. It's over 7%. We haven't finalized all the degrees yet. You have to go through everybody's academic record before they can post that degree, and I think they'll be done this week, and it looks like we'll be well over 7% increase in our graduates this year. So it was a blast.
All right, you ready to talk some business?
Sure.
Now, I saw in the paper, I think it was last weekend, that Ivy Tech was going to have their funding looked at again by the state level because of decreased enrollment and decreased performance. How does that tie in with you guys? Everybody's part of the same gathering, correct? Because we know how you're expanding and your buildings are growing and your graduates are up and your enrollment's up. Are you guys the exception?
We pretty much are. There are, and I have to say off the top, I really can't speak on behalf of the college or really for my chancellors across the state at their individual regions. But, yes, our campus is doing very, very good. As I just mentioned, our increase in...
when I read that article, I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, wait a second. We talk to Jenny every week, and all we hear is growth, expansion, more programs, partnerships, everything else.
Exactly.
And you guys are kind of going it alone here, huh?
Exactly. Well, the one thing that hits me when I saw it is, we were going to merge. We were going to be one of the regions that would merge with a couple other campuses. And frankly, my personal opinion is that did not make any sense. You know, a community college, we have community in our name. We serve the community in which we live. If let's just say we had another person running the campus that wasn't local, and sure. We have to wait for whatever they're doing at that campus, or maybe they're involved in multiple campuses and not just, you know, one or two. And, I credit the fact that we, I'll say it again and over and over and over, Connie Ferguson, our regional board, the state board, they let our campus remain a standalone region with local leadership. Our campus is rocking it. And it's unfortunate that article was in the paper. There are some regions that have some issues. And, we're taking care of Bloomington. Let me just say that.
Yeah, and our little region here is not, it's not called Ivy Tech Regional School Campus or Regional
right.
College. And I think that's a very accurate way to support. The reason I wanted to bring that up is because if people were thinking about that's going to be their next step, because you have registration, right. It seems like every 5 minutes for everything. I didn't want them to say, well, I read that article, and why would I want to send my kid there or encourage
exactly.
him to go there? Well, this is why, because you are,
right.
you guys are doing it, and you're adding programs. We talked about that last
yeah.
week. We talked about the partnership with IU and IU Health with the nursing and all that developing. And
mm-hmm.
then you've got a paramedic respiratory care and radiation therapy programs. You still have time to apply for those if you want to get into them.
And that's exactly right. They have time through the end of May to do that, and we'd love to get people to apply for that program. Students can leave those programs earning a 40 grand plus walking out the door for all of those different programs. So I really appreciate you bringing up the article, and it's true, and I'd love to show people the campus and see what we're doing and what we're adding into that space. Our expansion, our 90,000 square foot expansion, and our capital campaign is doing excellent, and life is good in Bloomington is what I can say.
Yeah, I want to give you the opportunity to make sure I don't want to say clear your name, because your name has been nothing but clear.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got some exciting things coming up in June, which is going to be here before we know it, and your first ever entrepreneurship, that's hard to say on the radio, entrepreneurship summit is coming up in the middle of June. Tell us what that new thing is and what's going on.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. The Entrepreneurship Summit will take place on June 17th and 18th, and we're actually hosting that event. And we received we were awarded money from the Coleman Foundation at the annual meeting of the National Association of Community College Entrepreneurship. And we received a grant to put this summit on. And what we're doing is it's for the college. And so we're working with others around the state at Ivy Tech to really beef up that entrepreneurship program, because, we feel that that's going to be the future. We've got to get people thinking about creating their own businesses, expanding their businesses so that, there can be more jobs for people in our community. So on June 17th and 18th, we'll have over 30 faculty and staff and thought leaders on our campus to discuss some of the, ways that they can increase that program and do what we're doing and add that to their campuses for entrepreneurship. So super excited. Steve Bryant is in charge
yeah.
of that area, and he's doing a great, 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 great job. And Megan Turner and Joyce Poling, those guys are rocking and rolling there at the Entrepreneurship Center.
No, I agree. That's the way forward. That's small business employees and most of the folks, and that's what we need moving forward.
Exactly.
Your hard hat, you got the light on. Is it dirty? How's construction going?
Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun. Yesterday I had a group of the Board of Realtors, some members of the Board of Realtors came out for a little discussion, and then we took them on tours. We had four different leaders taking people on tours, and they were just blown away. It was so much fun. It's looking so great, and we're all close, edging up to 70% complete. All the windows are going in, and the scaffolding is being put in, and it's really taking shape. It's just beautiful. And then we're repurposing the existing building, because we're moving the library is going into the new space, and the bookstore is going into the new space, and we're creating an area that to accommodate more advisors, because we're hiring more and more advisors. And so there's a lot of work going on all over the campus, and it's just exciting. It's really fun, and I'll throw it out again. I say it every time I'm anywhere. If you want to come and tour the expansion, please call me and I'll give you a personal tour. It'll be fun.
Outstanding. So the growth and progress continues at Ivy Tech.
Yes.
Anybody that listens to this program is not surprised at all about it. And for more information on any of this, if you want a tour, if you want more help on registering or whatever programs mm-hmm. you can get into, what's the best number to call?
You can call 332-1559, and you will get to the right person to send it to wherever it needs to go, wherever you want to go.
The concierge service will take care of you.
That's exactly right. We call them our director of first impression, the people that answer the phone. So,
and that makes perfect sense.
Yep, they'll take care of you.
Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
Have a great great time with friends and family, and I hope you get Monday off. We'll get back to it next Tuesday. We'll catch up with you next Thursday. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Hey, thanks, Jenny. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.